The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Jean DuPont is the founder of the Rockaway Waterfront Alliance. She works to raise awareness about the natural assets of the Rockaways, an oceanfront neighborhood on the outskirts of New York City. The Alliance also advocates for health and well-being of the people who live in the Rockaways. Here, Jean remembers how everything changed after the community was struck by Hurricane Sandy.
So I remember the day after Storm Sandy, I rushed back to Rockaway to try and see what had happened. And I think that one of the things that happened on that day was that, you know, the cameras were turned on. Rockaway was kind of front and center. There was a lot of attention and focus. And one of the things that was really surprising to me was that there were a lot of people who came to me and said, I didn't know how underserved the Rockaways were, you know, that there was kind of a lot more focus on the fact that the community had been like this before the storm. It wasn't the storm that caused a lot of that. I think I was thinking, well, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe it was going to take the storm for people to better understand that this was something that was forecast to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of time before people were a little bit more aware of what climate change meant and how it affected them and how it was going to impact them and what it meant for future development in communities like this, right? So since that happened, I guess I'm a little bit surprised and somewhat disappointed. I think that the city of New York has done little to really solve any problems or really seriously follow through on any of the things they've promised. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows even more so how people have to be self-sufficient and have to take care for themselves and make decisions for themselves and their families as to how they want to proceed. Do they want to continue to live in a place that's surrounded by water, or do they retreat? Do they give up and just decide to find another place to settle, or do they dig their feet in? I mean, and I always have said this, that the Rockaways are the last free and public beach in the United States of America, without a doubt. And I personally do not want to see anybody leave or anybody be pushed out. I think we all have a right to the waterfront, and I think we should all continue to use it and benefit from, you know, connecting with it. So it makes sense for us to not be thinking about building on the edge of, you know, of the shoreline, and that we should really seriously consider maybe using more of that land for educational purposes and not necessarily for building new structure, mm-hmm. Whether it's plantings or shoreline conservation efforts or things that could be educational and also benefit, you know, protection of the shoreline. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I learned from the last storm, which I didn't know before, was how important it was, local community, how important it is, because local community are the people who really know where things happen. They know who to call. They know the people on the ground. They know, you know, they have a much better understanding. So this time around, our building would actually be the main focus for us, because I've ensured in a lot of the work that I've done with this facility that all of our systems are off the first floor and that everything will be operational, including Wi-Fi, internet, phone lines, anything. Mm-hmm. So we've had to build duplicate, you know, systems. Everything is duplicated. There's a phone, hardline phone line, and then there's also all the Wi-Fi and modems and all of that. So that, I think, is key, because then once you have that, then you build your network with community members that are the whole length of that peninsula to say, if there is another storm, I know that I'm going to call these 10 people and that these 10 people are going to run centers, and we are not going to duplicate having coats and clothing in all 10 facilities, but rather you have one facility for food and one facility for emergency goods and supplies, another facility for coats, and that each of those organizations and each of those individual locations work together. So I think there's a lot that we would be able to do to be a lot more resilient the next time around. And so my hope is that we'd be a lot better at being able to take this on without the city doing the work, right, and without counting on the city for some of those things, but just doing it on our own.
People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.